Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome, everyone. Today's episode we're going to get into is Teacher Leader Do's and Don'ts. Leading without losing your funk. That's what we're going to be focusing on. But before we get into it, we have three things that I'm thankful for that I'd like to share with you. First thing I'd like to share that I'm thankful for is headlamps. I love a headlamp, one that like mounts on the head. It's so I can work later, hands free, and still see clearly. I am a big fan of headlamps. The next thing, toothbrushes. I love clean teeth and teeth that feel fresh. It's so underrated, but it's so important to me. So I'm thankful for toothbrushes. And then the third thing is connecting with old friends. Even if it's just for a few minutes in passing, or a couple minute phone call, or a few minute text exchange, reconnecting with old friends means a lot. All right, well, let's get into it with the main event. Teacher leader do's and don'ts, leading without losing your funk. The first thing that I want to talk about focuses all around how you carry yourself. Y'all do lead by example. Things like showing up on time, preparing, making sure you're prepared, having a positive attitude. Those things matter. I work really hard to be a positive example, to make sure that I'm not being a part of gossiping or spreading negativity or putting toxic energy into the workplace, because I don't want to be a part of it. I make sure I either show up on time or actually I'm early. I also make sure that I'm prepared for things. Now, we know that with teaching that sometimes when we teach a lesson that sometimes things change, right? We know that sometimes the lesson changes, but still nonetheless, like, we're prepared. We got copies made. We have things, ultimately the things that we need to be successful, we have done, so that way we can go into a lesson and be the best, do the best that we can. Don't, though, in terms of how we carry ourselves, don't lead with ego. Teacher leadership isn't about ego, spotlight, or recognition. It's not about ego. It's not about us at all. But you can take a leader or a teacher leader who can get a big ego or think that they're big stuff, and it's all about them, and that really can be very damaging, I think, ultimately for the students and other staff. If we approach it where we carry ourselves, where we have a big ego, where we think we're hot stuff. I mean, confidence, don't get me wrong, confidence is important, but that's different than ego, where we think it's all about us. Teachers respect consistency, and kids notice humility more than if there's like a hierarchy type of approach in teachers, or if teachers walk around with almost like a mentality like they're better than other teachers. That's not going to turn out good for that teacher leader. So how we carry ourselves as teacher leaders is such an important thing. If you're a teacher leader, I hope that's something that you'll be aware of. I hope everyone out there who's a funky teacher, I hope part of that is seeing yourself as a teacher leader. I don't care if you're a brand new educator or a veteran educator. Being a funky teacher, for me, part of that is being a teacher leader. Big part of that, because it's influential, I think, in a positive way. And part of being influential is carrying ourselves in a certain way. The next thing is how you work with others. Let's talk about how you work with others. Do you build relationships with others? Trust grows through empathy. Trust grows through consistency when working with others. So because of that, I want everyone who considers themselves a funky teacher to share credit. Lift others up and highlight their contributions to the work that's being done, to the project, to the efforts of a team. That's huge, lifting others up in work that we do. So do share credit. Share credit with what's being done. And celebrate others. We that is a huge opportunity to build relationships, to grow that trust, to build the empathy and consistency when working with others. But I've said it, don't play favorites. We got to be really careful by this here. Consistency builds fairness. I mean, if we're playing, there might be some educators that we get along well with others more, or we more have more of a teacher attraction to, just because maybe they're more like-minded like us. I don't mean attracted to in like a unprofessional way, or like a romantic way. I mean it more in terms of there are some teachers that I'm attracted to for professionally speaking, just because they're all about kids, and they're all about uplifting kids, and that's very appealing to me, that's something I can get behind, and I love celebrating with other teachers, and there's some teachers that maybe that's a little bit harder for them, but me as a teacher leader, I have to be really careful to not come at it from a way of like where I'm isolating people and playing favorites when interacting with others. That's something that I have to be really careful about making sure that I'm not doing. Now teams thrive. When you're working with a team, teams thrive when leaders bring people together, not divide them. I want to be known as a teacher leader who brings people together, who wants to hear everybody, who wants to build a strong team. Why? Because when we're a strong team, united team, students benefit from that. I think the teachers are happier, ultimately. The overall happiness of the teacher, the team of teachers that are working together are better off for it. And so while we might have people that we are drawn to more, and there might be more people that kind of, for lack of better terms, repel us a little bit, just because maybe they got some growth that they have to work on. It's still important that we're not giving that playing favorites type of energy as a teacher leader building a team. Third thing is, let's look at how we make decisions. Do listen more than you talk. Strong leaders gather voices before moving. It's not just about speaking and getting other people to listen to us. It's not about just hearing ourselves talk. It's about bringing voices together and doing a lot of listening, unifying those voices where they're all the same, but unifying the voices, like uniting them is, I guess, what I'm trying to say. Uniting the voices where the shrewd collaboration could come in, where the team can gel together through the power of discussion, even disagreements, but in a way where as a teacher leader, I want to hear those disagreements, because I don't have to have everybody listen to me or agree with me. And in fact, I want to do more listening and take information in. As a teacher leader, that's one thing I should be doing. And then with making decisions, if I'm kind of leading up, making some decisions for a team, I'm advocating for students. It always should come back to students. I'm not 100% sure how a decision is going to be made, force listening to different teachers, listening to the team, but then it ultimately comes down to looking at the students and what advocating for this for students and advocating for teachers to be able to meet student needs. Because if I can advocate for students all I want, but if it involves we're going to do something as a team, that's going to be really, really hard for teachers to implement, my fellow educators, my fellow team, and we're going to struggle to get that done. It doesn't matter how great the idea is for students if we as educators are getting overwhelmed and can't implement it. It's got to be logistically manageable and reasonable. And so if I'm in a position where I can help influence the decision, I'm advocating for students, but I'm advocating for how realistic is it and how can teachers get it done? Because if we are trying to do something that is not realistic or not sustainable for us to implement as teachers, then students are going to suffer. So it ultimately always comes back to the students through decisions that are made, through things that I bring into my classroom, through things that I recommend for other teachers to do, for using my voice as a teacher leader. I'm always thinking about, ultimately, it always ends with the students and what decisions need to be made, what influence needs to be done through the eyes, through the lens of impacting students. And credibility, y'all. Credibility comes when people know you'll listen to them and you'll be fair and reasonable for them, and that you're focusing on students. And as a teacher leader, I'm not like a principal. I'm not an administrator as a teacher leader. I'm just a fellow educator, a fellow teacher, a lot of times on a team, and it's not just what I say goes. You know, not that a principal should necessarily do that either. Sometimes a principal has to make some tough decisions. However, it's as a teacher leader, I think there's a little bit more leeway is the right word. There's a little bit more gray area in that, where I have to, if I'm trying to get a team on board with doing something for students, I almost have to sell the idea more. But it goes back to, once again, making decisions. If I need to do some list, I need to do more listening than talking. I can share an idea, and then I need to dial it back and do some listening, and then look at it through the eyes of advocating for students. So it ultimately always, if I'm making decisions constantly, but that listening is something I do quite an awfully lot with when collaborating and working with a team. And then, so the fourth big idea y'all hear is, okay, so how do you sustain yourself? Do keep perspective. Being a teacher leader is a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's not something where you just kind of push through and knock it out and you're done. It is a marathon. It's an ongoing, it's like a marathon that never stops. That's not a bad thing. That's just, that is just kind of the nature of it. Whereas it's just an ongoing marathon where we don't want to do it all at once, or we can burn ourselves out. If we as teacher leaders burn ourselves out, we're not good for anybody, y'all. We're not going to be impactful. So remembering that teacher leadership is about approaching it from a marathon type of view, not a sprint. That's going to benefit us when I'm making the work we do sustainable. And then, don't forget to do the self-care, y'all. It definitely can seem almost cliche, you know, just, you know, self-care, take care of yourself. However, burned out teacher leaders, they can't sustain teacher influence. They can't sustain the work that they do, and they're not good for anybody then. And so we as teacher leaders have to bring in that self-care, whatever that looks like for us individually. I have a whole lot of things that I do for teacher self-care. I'm looking at tonight going out stand-up paddling on the water. That's part of my self-care that I'm doing, because I believe it's so important to take care of myself. I feel like I've been going nonstop, and I just need a break where I'm going to go paddling in a beautiful area. I got to drive a little ways to it, and meeting up with a paddling club. But boy, it's going to be beautiful, and it's going to be quite amazing. I'm so excited for it, and that's going to be a part of my self-care. So how do you sustain yourself? You know, don't forget the self-care stuff, right? Steady leaders outlast flashy leaders. Write that down. It's going to be in a test. Steady leaders, steady teacher leaders outlast flashy ones, because they pace themselves. They keep perspective. They do that self-care stuff. They don't forget the self-care. And finally, how to keep your funk. Do bring humor and creativity. Leadership doesn't have to be stiff. Now, I'm the Mr. Funky teacher, but there's been times I've been kind of stiff and, you know, just very buttoned down sometimes, just very matter of fact. Sometimes I'm just taking stuff in. I try not to stay that way for very long. Sometimes I just need to process stuff and take stuff in, and I can sometimes come off as very serious sometimes. But then once I dial myself in, then I can really bring in my humor, my creativity, my playfulness. And so bring in that humor and creativity and playfulness into your collaboration with others, in, of course, working with students. Bring that stuff in. But don't become so professional that you lose your personality, or you lose a personality where you're just you're so serious that you're not even approachable, or you have an ice cold warmth to you. Ice cold warmth. where students don't want to talk to you, teachers don't want to talk to you. Have some warmth. Have that warmth that we bring batters y'all. And so sure, being professional matters. I try to always bring professionalism into everything I do, but I also try to do it where I have my personality and I have my energy, and I try to bring those together. It's so important that we do that, because it makes us approachable and it makes us more enjoyable to be around. I always think of it. I always think about, am I easy to work with or hard to work with? And being part of, you know, being professional, I think makes me easier to work with, as long as I don't lose my personality and lose my just my easygoing. Not easygoing. I want to be easy to work with. I want to be easygoing. That doesn't mean advocating or standing up for what you believe in, though. And sometimes teachers think that easygoing teachers don't really stand for anything. You know, and Alexander Hamilton in the musical taught us, hey, you know, he'd get so frustrated with Aaron Burr because Aaron Burr seemed like he didn't stand for anything, and Hamilton, it made Hamilton mad, right? Well, we can be easygoing, but still advocate for kids, advocate for our fellow educators. That's okay. I always want to think about, and I'm very passionate and very intense, but I also want to be easy to work with, not hard to work with, not a big pain in the butt to work with. And that's so being professional, we don't want to lose ourselves in trying to be so professional. All right, y'all. Leadership isn't about perfection. Ultimately, these are some takeaways here, my takeaway reflections here. Leadership is not about perfection. It's about direction. Focus, y'all, on how you carry yourself, how you treat others, how you decide, how you make decisions, how you sustain yourself. I kind of babbled that a little bit. How you sustain yourself. And how you keep your funk, y'all. Get those do's right and avoid those don'ts, and you will lead with impact and authenticity. And of course, remember always to inspire greatness in young people, and don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher.